In the gorgeous kitchen with Josephine and Donna, this is a Sainsbury's magazine recipe. Hello and welcome to the gorgeous kitchen. My name's Josephine Pembroke and I'm having to start again without Donna Free because this is going to take about 3 hours. Today we're making Bailey's cheesecake truffles. Oh my God, isn't that exciting? Something that is so decadent and delicious, and I'm hoping simple. It seems a little bit like a cheesecake recipe, and because there's a lot of chilling, not much cooking, you've got to use a bain-marie. I'll just read out the ingredients. It's 50 g of full-fat soft cheese, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, 200 g of melted and slightly cooled white chocolate, 100 g of plain digestives, and 3 tablespoons a Bailey's Irish cream liqueur. And then when they've chilled and we're making them into balls, then we're going to roll them again in another 200 g of white chocolate and 50 g of milk chocolate. I think there's a lot of chocolate in here. It also keeps for 5 days, so I think they'd be a brilliant present. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start off by melting the white chocolate and whizzing up in my food processor the digestives, the cream cheese and the Bailey's. And then I put that in to chill for 3 hours. And then Donna, my co-host, will arrive and then we'll do the rolling and the eating. I can't wait. Radio Gorgeous, podcast for women. So I've just been out to Sainsbury's and bought the Bailey's Original Irish Cream and it is 20 to 10 in the morning and I'm going to open it up now. I feel very guilty, but being guilty is part of the fun, isn't it? Okay, so I'm going to add 3 tablespoons of Bailey's. When I got married, the first morning after my wedding, for breakfast, I had a mini Bailey's out of the bar in the bedroom. So it will remind me slightly of my wedding day, which is quite nice. Okay, I'm going to pour it in to the food processor. Here it goes. 1, 2. And now we're going to whiz this all up and then chill it in the fridge for 3 hours. So Donna's arrived. Welcome to the gorgeous kitchen.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm all right.
So I was suggesting earlier, I think these would be a really good present at Christmas or Hanukkah even.
She just jumps in with these. These being, dear listener, Bailey's cheesecake truffles.
Yeah, because I've already done a load of recording before you came.
Yeah. Oh, I love it when you get ahead.
I'm really sorry, but this is why I brought this out. This has been in the fridge for 2 hours, you see. I've got ahead.
Fantastic.
Do you think you're starting anew? No, sorry, Donna Free. This is Josephine on top of it.
Oh, yeah. So I'm so unused to it.
Other Christmas ideas. I was thinking chutney. In fact, you know, I made this amazing chili jam.
Yes.
And so I thought of giving chili jam at Christmas. And what did you make in this summer?
I made a fig chutney from the figs in my garden.
Please, can we have a swapsies? Could I have that for Christmas?
Yes. I've been doing lots of swapsies with that. I'm getting all sorts of condiments and...
Fabulous.
Yes.
No, because I really like your fig chutney. It's brilliant with cheese.
It certainly is.
Okay, so what can you see the stage I'm up to on here?
Yes, you have already combined everything and chilled. Okay, so we put a lined baking tray in the fridge to chill, so that's already done. You've taken that out.
Yeah.
And so taking half a tablespoon of the cheesecake mix at a time, roll quickly between your hands to make a ball. Put the balls onto the chilled lined tray and freeze for 30 minutes to firm up. All right, so
we're going to roll balls, okay? So I'll go and get a spoon that's the right size. Are you sure it's a tablespoon? Because that'd be a massive ball.
Half a tablespoon.
Okay, I was going to say, I'll just get a... Here we are. Yeah, half a tablespoon looks a better size. I was worried about... Because I don't think of truffles as that big, do you?
No.
Just to let you know, I haven't made the full amount, but I did put the full amount of Bailey's in. So it might be more Bailey-fied than the other truffles. Oh, no, it's just rolling them balls. Yeah.
Exactly.
So tell me what ideas. My husband wants for Christmas some braces.
What do you mean? Like on his teeth?
No, he wants some braces for us to keep his
suspenders.
Trousers up. You know, like, is that what you call them in the States?
Yes.
Yeah. He wants some suspenders on his shoulders. Well, we have them on our legs. And we call suspenders, actually, the men's socks can have suspender belts on them as well.
That's always a good look.
Yeah, my grandpa used to have it because they didn't have elastic in socks. Anyway, not very glamorous, thinking about suspender socks and truffles. Christmas friends. So he wants some of those. And he also wants a Pevsner's Guide to Dorset.
Oh.
And that's all on his shopping list. But I was thinking, I've decided I really would like for my Christmas present. It came through the post yesterday and I got really excited and I looked all over the internet. I'd like a handbag, but a handbag made out of tweed, Harris tweed.
Wow.
Yeah. And you can get one that's patchwork, all different browns or blacks. And I thought a black one would be great for you, a black patchwork one. Might get you one for your Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And then also you can just get... So every different tweed they do, and they do pink, they do brown, they do purple, you can get handbags in it with leather, lovely... Anyway, I'm going on a bit.
It'll go very nicely. You have a beautiful tweed suit.
Yes, I do. But I think it goes with everything tweed. It's a neutral fact. It's a wintry. Look, I've just got to taste a bit of this raw. I'm getting my finger in it, and I'm going to taste a bit raw just to check that it's okay. Okay.
Good thing you washed your hands. She did wash her hands. I did see her.
Already they're delicious. In fact, they call it cheesecake mix. It's an alcoholic cheesecake mix.
A breakfast alcoholic cheesecake mix.
Now, considering I did about two-thirds of a recipe. We've got quite a lot of balls here already. Mm-hmm. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I think we're going to have about 10 or 12. Yeah.
I think more than that, actually. I think we may top out at 15 balls.
15 balls?
15 balls.
Okay, so then we're going to freeze these, and then we're going to melt. You brought some more white chocolate over because I realised I needed even more. So we're going to miss milk chocolate and white chocolate and then roll it in more of that.
Oh, God. Yeah, it's so going to be rich. They look fabulous, though.
In fact, it's your husband's birthday tomorrow.
It is my husband's.
Would you like to take a few?
I would.
Wouldn't that be a really...
Fact.
Yeah, it'd be great. You could put them in an egg box or something. That'd be fantastic.
Excellent. All right, we're almost done. How many
we
have now?
We are. Okay, so we're nearly finished. We're going to get them in the freezer and then we're going to roll them in milk and white chocolate.
Wow.
RadioGorgeous.com. So we've got the Bailey's cheesecake truffles out of the fridge and they've been in there, well, the freezer, sorry, I should say. They've been in there a lot longer than they wanted.
Because we got distracted.
We got distracted. We did interviews. We went upstairs. We had lunch, very civilised. Josephine's homemade lentil soup.
Yes,
and now we have just, in a bain-marie, we've just melted. What have we just melted?
200 grams of white chocolate and 50 grams of milk chocolate.
Excellent.
And it has cooled slightly.
Now, what do we have to do next, darling?
We drop the frozen truffles, or the very frozen truffles, into the melted chocolate to coat, then scoop out and put onto another lined baking tray. All right, so...
Okay.
Drop them in, scoop them out.
Yeah. I've got the lime baking tray here.
All right.
And you're doing the dropping and scooping.
Yeah, I got one in.
Dropping and scooping. Oh, beautiful.
Ooh, they look so professional.
They really do.
Okay, something you get at Godiva.
Well, if making truffles is this easy,
Well, it was particularly easy for me because you made the whatever it was.
Yeah, but all it was was putting three ingredients in a blender. Biscuits, Baileys, and cream cheese.
Fantastic.
In a blender, which blended in under 2 minutes. Then put it in, and some white chocolate, sorry. And then put it in the fridge. And then it's a lot of going in and out of a fridge. Make sure with this recipe you own a fridge and a freezer. And then you'll be okay. In fact, there's no cooking involved. Oh, you need electricity as well. But an interesting thing's happened to us today.
Yes.
We're sitting in a blackout.
And it's a localised.
And it's nothing to do with a hurricane.
Wow.
It's to do with outside. They've turned the electricity off. Anyway, I was very naughty. I went outside and said, oh, gosh, when are you going to turn it on? Because I'm baking a cake. I fibbed.
Perish the thought.
I know.
Feed,
wasn't
liar.
I terrible? Yeah.
Yes.
So we're coating these. In fact, what's interesting about this are they the colour of Baileys.
Yes.
I think that's why they've probably done it with the, because normally you'd think, dark chocolate, but then it wouldn't look like Bailey's colour. I just hope it tastes of Bailey's. That's all I care about.
Well, it should with how much you put in there.
Do you like Bailey's?
I, I used to love Baileys until I realized
sick
how
on
many,
it once.
Well, how many calories it has.
Is it unbelievable?
Ooh, that Baileys on Ice that I thought was such a nice Christmas drink was...
What is it like?
Ooh, I think it's like... Yeah. They 500 have... calories for oh two glasses God. Or something.
Okay. That's why he can have it at Christmas.
Yes.
But the only thing is, it's one of those drinks you could have easily been sick on. Like, I've been sick on Amaretto. I can never drink that again. That's an almond liqueur.
Yeah, Frangelico. Never again.
Yeah. It could be one of those ones you've had so often that you...
Or too much of.
Yeah.
In one...
In now
one
you're going crazy. She's putting three balls in at once.
Yes, you know.
She's good with the meatballs. Very American meatballs.
I'm
spaghetti with
this.
Meatballs. You know, in Italy, that dish does not exist. It's an American invention.
Well, it is a bloody good one, though.
Yeah.
I was going to say, our pizza bears nothing.
Oh God, I watched the Bake Off last night, and this young guy said, I'm doing a pizza flavored thing, so I've got to have a dipping sauce. And everyone there, including me, was going, what? And apparently now young people dip their pizza in something.
As if it didn't have enough calories and you stuffed the crust and you did this. And you're like, oh yeah, now you got to dip it. Oh,
I suppose it's like dip. It's got bread. I suppose it's like dipping it into hummus, but you've already
we've got the sauce and the cheese on it. Boom.
Yeah.
What more do you want?
Okay, now this goes in the freezer for how long, darling?
For, I believe, hold on. Another 30 minutes.
And it's lucky because I've got a freezer.
Yes, and time.
Exactly.
Freezer and time.
Gorgeous food and drink on Radio Gorgeous.
Okay, so we've got the truffles out of the freezer and let's have a bite. Cheers. Here's to
Baileys.
Oh my God. That is a success. It's a real... You know what's strange? It tastes of toffee. And there's no toffee in it. It's quite caramel.
It's got a little Baileys kick to it.
I think this Yum. Is absolutely delicious. And it really helps. It's your husband's birthday tomorrow, so I want you to take a few. And you can seduce him and feed him. That's all men need.
A bit of Baileys cheesecake truffle.
And a bit of nookie. Thank you so much for listening to this.
I think she said cookie.
Exactly. RadioGorgeous.com.
This is a Sainsbury's recipe in association with Sainsbury's Magazine. For more information, go to sainsburysmagazine.co.uk and you'll find these recipes in the November 2017 edition of Sainsbury's Magazine.
Sing for your supper and you'll get breakfast. Songbirds always eat.
Trillin' makes a